From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June the 9th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosachansky is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia Economic Development Corporation is exploring the possible expansion of the Gerald R. Simmons Commerce Park sewer and water system. The park is located south of Columbia County Airport on Route 9H. The park has its own wastewater treatment plant, which treats 50,000 gallons per day. The CEDC board voted to contract with local engineer Pat Pendergrast of Valencia to study the feasibility of expanding the system to within 1 or 2 miles of the park. In March, the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Government Committee approved funding to fix water flow issues at the plant. That authorization was a response to a State Department of Environmental Conservation consent order. The park is now fully occupied by new businesses, which are expected to create up to 30 new jobs, CEDC Executive Director Ken Flood said last week. Gail Hansen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that PS21's application to build a permanent structure has been approved by the Chatham Zoning Board of Appeals. The town reached an agreement with the 14-year-old performance venue last month, and the ZBA voted to amend the special use permit. One of the concerns the agreement addressed is sound. Over the years, neighbors have complained of what they describe as noise. The appropriate sound level will be determined in pre-testing once the building is constructed. Periodic testing will also be conducted to ensure the recommended sound level is maintained. The new structure will be a 99-seat black box theater in the winter, which will open in the summer to become a 300-seat open-air theater. The venue will operate from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday through Tuesday until 11:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. The project now moves to the planning board for site plan review. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Casey Seeler is reporting in the Times Union that the state Senate on Monday, June the 8th, approved a bill that would amend elements of the 2013 SAFE Act gun control law. Among the provisions, the measure would scrap the requirement making all ammunition purchases subject to a real-time background check. That provision of the original law has not been implemented because the state police have not developed an online system to carry it out. The Senate bill will also make it legal for the firearms classified as assault weapons to be handed down to an immediate family member in the event of the owner's death. Under current law, those weapons cannot be transferred to another owner. The Senate bill will also make pistol permit applications exempt from disclosure under state freedom of information law. It is unlikely the bill will get any traction in the Assembly, Seeler writes. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale in the Columbia paper reports that Kinderhook will sell the former town hall and surrounding park line in Niverville if a bill passes in Albany this week before the legislative session ends. A small group of Kinderhook residents, according to the paper, spoke out against selling the park at a recent town meeting. Resident Marsha Anderson said, and I quote, "We are in need of a parkland in the town," end quote. Kinderhook Supervisor Pat Grattan said it was too costly to maintain the building, which will be sold for a residence if the legislature approves, and pointed out the town park on State Farm Road. The next Kinderhook board meeting is at 7 p.m. on Monday, June the 8th, at the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Finally, Paula Ann Mitchell in the Daily Freeman reports that Ben and Kathy Ballone are attempting to reopen the Catskill Game Farm as a 206-acre RV park and campground with a petting zoo. The Catskill Game Farm was open from 1933 until 2006, and now the couple want to turn the giraffe house into a bed and breakfast, keeping everything on the first floor as original as possible, including marks on the walls where the animals rub their heads, according to the Daily Freeman story. They say about 20 people show up every weekend thinking the farm is still open to see all sorts of animals. The couple is searching for a major investor and said, and I quote, "Once we have one, we hope to have everything up and running in a year," end quote. For now, there are music performances on alternating Thursdays for musical gatherings and an optional potluck dinner, with the next one at 6 p.m. June 18th. For more information, go to theoldgamefarm.com. Now for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the region. There is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across eastern New York and western New England into Tuesday evening. Any thunderstorm that does not form could produce locally damaging wind and large hail, as well as heavy rainfall. Showers and thunderstorms are predicted for today, mainly before noon, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 p.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. The temperature high will be near 80 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 80%. On Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 10 p.m. Some of those storms could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 57. The chance of precip for tonight is 30%. Forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Wednesday night, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 9 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 62. On Thursday, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. And on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:30 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 12 minutes. 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, June the 9th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.